This is a short story by Lance Anderson, from the vaults of lanceanderson.com. Enjoy.
Yesterday, when I was leaving for work, I parked my truck down in this carport underneath the apartment building, and then we have this driveway that kind of goes up this little ramp onto the street. And as I was going up the ramp, I noticed this kind of odd-looking guy. He looked pretty homeless. He was wearing these cut-off pants and some pretty ratty tennis shoes without any socks, and a pretty ratty T-shirt with a little sweat jacket. He had greasy hair, but there's a lot of people in my apartment building that, you know, he could potentially be seeing, you know. But as I'm pulling out onto the street, I notice that he starts walking towards my apartment. And then he starts looking in the window of my apartment. And the spooky part is he pulled out what appeared to be like a ski stocking cap, you know, the kind with just the eyes and the mouth. So immediately I stop the truck and I get out and I said, "Hey man, what are you doing?" And he starts doing the kind of broken English thing of like, looking for this guy. He's got the key with the guy in the black car. I'm, what are you talking about, dude? He's like, "Oh, the guy, I could tell like he was totally bullshitting." Now, I honestly don't know what he was doing. And there was this guy who lived in our apartment before we moved in, this weird guy who worked on cars. I mean, there was a possibility that he was looking for the guy that used to live in our apartment, our actual apartment. But it was pretty sketchy, and especially with that stocking cap, and my girlfriend was still inside the apartment. So I chased him off, and he walked down the street, and I was late for work, so I went into work. But when I got into the office, I called Marty, and I said, "Hey, be really careful. There is a guy that was hanging around, and he looked really spooky." So she was nervous, and I said, "Well, why don't you take, like, a screwdriver or something with you out to your car so that if, you know, he comes up, you just, you know, poke him one." And she said, "Okay." Well, find out later that night when we were at dinner that she couldn't find a screwdriver. She used a hammer. She took a little hammer that I had given her a while back for, you know, hitting nails, you know, not hitting people. And we were with some friends, Pecha, who's Marty's boss, and his girlfriend, and we were all talking about this and kind of laughing, but not laughing that much because it was kind of spooky. And they were all convinced that a hammer was better than the screwdriver. Marty liked it better. Petcha thought it was much better. And Anna thought it was better also. And I was making a case for the screwdriver because I felt like to swing a hammer, you have to kind of commit your arm up and that somebody could potentially grab your hand as you were trying to swing at him, whereas you could thrust with a screwdriver. But they were convinced that the hammer was more brutal and a much better weapon. So I guess the question posed to you, the vast audience out there, is which would you prefer, a screwdriver or a hammer?